You were listening to Ladies POV with Yo Amika. Let's get this show started.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are listening to this. This is Ladies POV with Yo Amika. I am Mika, and she is
Yolanda.
And again, this is Ladies POV, powered by Anchor. You can hear us on all streaming platforms, whichever you wish to like to listen. We are there for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Another crazy week has been upon us. And of course, there's no shortage of topics to talk about.
None.
None at all.
Yeah, mega.
It's been another week. I mean, it's been kind of quiet, but then, you know, some action going on too,
right?
So we're just gonna jump right on into it. Us being in the DC area,
yeah,
you know, it's a lot of talk, a whole lot of talk of folks coming back and trying to wreck shop and, you know, wreak havoc, if you will. And they say they're not having this. They're not playing these games. It's the week of the inauguration and the turnover from 45 to 46. So therefore, they are not playing these games. And, you know, in true 45 fashion, he wants to go out with a bang.
Uh-huh.
He wants to go out with a bang, and he wants a military style exit. Sir, sit down, be humble, in the words of the great Kendrick Lamar,
chill.
All of that is not even necessary. You went out on a bang last week when your folks, you know, did what they did to the Capitol and stormed the Capitol. So just go out quietly. You're not going to attend the inauguration. That's fine. No one expected you to anyway. Y'all are ignorant, and let's just move on. But, you know, D.C. has deployed the National Guard and every military and police that you can think of. It's
right.
Checkpoints in the city, you know, getting into the city. There's, you know, bridges blocked off, and it's a mess.
They arrested a guy a couple days ago, trying to get at one of the checkpoints with, you know, had a whole bunch of guns and ammunition.
Ridiculous.
It's quite crazy that you would have to have, you know, all of this going on, you know, for the introduction of a new president. I don't understand why, even after all of this, and the FBI they're arresting those people, they are finding those people from last week. They are finding them. They are arresting them. And of course, they're all asking for Trump for pardons. They're pleading for pardons. I was getting ready to tell you. I don't know what you're doing. I knew that was going to happen. What can he do for you? Nothing. So while you all are doing all of this, getting to my point, you know, they're starting to, you know, find these people. And even during all of this, as they're finding these people, you are still planning on trying to do something, cause some kind of some kind of chaos, knowing that these type of things could happen. I mean, I don't know what you stand to gain from it. This to me, it is not like you have been under such oppression and turmoil, like in some of these other countries where, you know, you are so forced to do, like, you don't have any free will, you know, while they're trying to overturn governments, you know, you don't have to, it's more of a democracy here. I mean, I'm sure some people won't see it that way, but it's more of a democracy here than it is, you know, in a lot of other places. And, you know, that you would have to go through such extremes to die for your country. I mean, it just, you know, in a protest type of manner or a riotous type of manner, you know, it's beyond me.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it just, it's ridiculous at what these people are doing and how they're acting right now. Like you said, we're not in another country where, you know, it's, I guess, a dictatorship with the government. It's not even like that. But these people, because they don't like being told no, because they don't, you know, they don't like being told no. They always, every time something happens, or, you know, they're being told to wear a mask because we're in the middle of a pandemic, a global pandemic. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't want to be told. They don't want restrictions. They don't like restrictions. So then that's when they go to, it's my First Amendment right.
Right.
So y'all always going to your rights, you know, when something happens. And I'm about sick and tired of it. So I hope the FBI gets all of those people who, you know, plan to, or who was, you know, who stormed the Capitol last week. I hope they get them all. But, you know, DC is looking like a war zone right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they apparently have more troops than they've had in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's ridiculous for an inauguration. That's ridiculous. I've never heard such. And that never happened with Black Lives Matter. So, Proud Boys, I hope y'all are proud. And Proud Girls, I hope y'all are proud at what you did. Because now you got DC looking like a war zone out here.
Exactly. Exactly. It's ridiculous.
So, kudos to you. I'm glad it wasn't my people.
But it's just going to put such an interesting spin on how actually everything goes down.
Absolutely,
because I know that you know the Biden team is they're trying very much to show, you know, social distancing, wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. I know that they're trying really hard to do those type of things. So I am interested to see how this whole thing is going to go down, just on that level.
Yeah.
The security, I'm not too worried about now. It's everywhere. It's, you know, they're doing everything that they possibly can. But I just want to see how that works. I mean, who's able to go there? How many? I mean, are they actually going to have people there? Is it only going to be the people on the Capitol steps? At the Capitol for this, inauguration, you know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, it's just, I'm just really curious again. I know like my son had asked me, you know, are they going to have don't they have like a dance, as I said, like a dance or something? And I said, yes, they usually have like these galas and balls. I don't believe they're having any of that. You know, and I guess it's along the lines of everyday people. You know, you have your seniors who are your kids that are missing homecoming, prom, graduations. Right. So I'm just curious as to how they're going to handle this on a social level.
Yeah. I just feel like, you know, it's just going to be a lot of virtual things. I mean, they were telling people months back, like, not to come, don't come to, like, before all of this happened, you know, don't come to DC, don't come to the inauguration because of, you know, the pandemic that we're in. So like you said, I'm curious to see how they handle this on a social level, because we haven't seen this before. Haven't had this before. You know, it's usually, you know, ball after ball, and
because the president they make their way around the city, all the different balls, and you know, so it's interesting.
This year would have been, you know, a definite year to really celebrate, you know, the incoming,
president,
vice president, so. I don't know. I guess they need to just go on and keep it virtual and socially distant. And we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I mean, because it's already as if the pandemic hasn't, you know, affected enough. You know, I'm saying this here, that whole, you know, the area that they have blocked off, everything is closed, like completely closed. You can't go down there for any reason whatsoever. So, of course, any businesses or anything happening in that area, you can't, you know, they're closed. They're not doing any business for, I mean, I guess, a week, because most of them closed down Wednesday or Thursday. And then you're not going to be open until after the inauguration, you know.
And I feel sorry for those businesses. I feel sorry for, you know, the residents in that area as well. Like,
yeah,
what can you do? Either you're going to escape town for a week and go elsewhere, or, you know, be asked a million and one questions when you're trying to navigate to home. I mean, it just, it sucks. It sucks. Yeah. But, you know, especially I feel sorry for those businesses, because they have to close down, like they already had to close down. Right. They've already been losing money, so now you got to lose more money. Mm-hmm. It's sad. It's a sad occasion. But, you know, stay tuned this week. We'll see what's going on. But I kind of want to switch gears here to why we are here.
Absolutely.
Why we are here. So, Saturday, we've had the NFL games.
Oh, yeah. Divisional games. Yep. Sure, indeed.
Yes. Divisional games. And they were packed full of energy, full of excitement and fans. Yes, indeed. I just, I'm glad you said that, because I'm looking at these games and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm clutching my invisible pearls, because there were so many fans in the stands watching that Rams-Packers game. I said, oh my God, I just haven't seen that, you know, you haven't seen that many fans in the stands for such a very long time this season. And it's almost like, oh my goodness, how can you social distance? Like, are they socially distant? I don't know. I didn't get it, but It was a whole lot of fans in the stands for both teams. But I feel like that Packers game, Packers and Rams, they had a whole lot of fans in their stands.
Yeah, they did. I know that I think the Packers, I want to say it was 9,000 or 10,000. Okay, and it looked like a lot too, because everybody, I think, was in the bottom bowl, and I think only 3,000 of those were first responders. Military, you know, that's what, the 3,000 of those were that, and the other ones were regular fans. I did have some friends that were there actually at the game. But at least for me, and seeing on the broadcast, you know, every time you saw them, you didn't see too many without the mask at that particular game.
Switch over
to the Bills game.
Now,
and that they look like they had a little bit more people, and I don't care how cold it is, a lot of them didn't have on the mask.
Yeah, they didn't. And you wonder why Canada shut the borders to y'all, because y'all don't know how to act.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I'm just like, oh wow.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh no, every time I see that, I'm like, oh no, super spreader. Like, don't think that because you got the vaccine that you are all good. You're still not all good now. Don't go around here infecting people.
Yeah. But after the game, especially the Packers, like I said, the Packers didn't have fans all year, all season long. I mean, I kind of figured that they, you know, I'm saying playoff time, I kind of figured that they probably would have some.
Yeah.
And the players said it too. All of them said it, you know, how much of a difference it makes to have them there.
I'm sure, because I know, cheer. It's a motivating factor. They can feed off the crowd's energy and, you know, it helps them. Now, if you had a chance to go to the game yesterday, would you have gone?
Absolutely. I'd taken the test. I'd quarantined. Whatever they needed me to do before I had to go in there, I would have masked up. I would have eaten before the game. I'm not going to take it down for, you know, anything while I'm there. But I would have done everything possible. To be there. Yeah, I'm not even going to lie to you. I would have. For a playoff game too. Regular season. Yeah, but playoff game. I'm in there. Yeah, like I said, whatever you need me to do.
I was thinking about that yesterday. I said, I wonder if Yolanda would have gone.
I would have. I'm not even going to lie to you.
I mean, it's a playoff game. So.
Yeah. I can't.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, I can't see me not. I just, like I said, again, with that opportunity, I would have, like I said, I wouldn't have had any snacks or anything there. You know what I'm saying? Or I would, like I said, I would have made sure. Yeah, I mean, even if that meant, you know, I couldn't, you know, you had to go by yourself, and that's fine. I don't need extra.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, whatever, you know, whatever you needed. I'm in there.
Yeah, man. But yeah, the Rams Packers game. That was a good game.
Yeah, it was a lot. You know, it was a lot of things going on. But I mean, it's with everything, every game, you know, unfortunately things happen at the wrong, you know, sometimes things happen at the wrong time, you know, what I'm saying, you know, you thought, for instance, you know, the Browns, you know, that last season, you know, the last season game, week 17, you know, they had, you know, had plenty of players, the coaches, had tested positive for COVID, you know what I'm saying? Yep. You're kind of like, oh my gosh, you know, what do we do? For the playoff game, you know what I'm saying? It just, you know, you're hoping that these things take place beforehand, but at the same time, you know, you try to have a plan just in case these things happen as well. And I think that's really kind of what happened with the Rams too. Now, again, not taking anything, of course, away from the Packers either, but I mean, you had a Jared Goff who didn't really expect to play last weekend. Because he was actually the backup because he had this surgery on his thumb.
Yeah, but then
when John Wolford gets taken out because of, you know, possible head injury or head or neck injury, you know, he has to come in and finish the game. So, you know, he said it was hurting and was sore, but then this week, you know, this past week he practiced with the glove on and all that because, you know, now he's this, you know, now he's the starter. And then Aaron Donald, you know, the best defensive player in the league, you know, he gets hurt last game, you know, rib injury.
He's not
really 100%. I hated to see him crying at the end of the game.
Yes. Because,
you know, it's just you want to give it your all and you're there and you're trying and it's not possible for you to do that. You know, like I said, but unfortunately, these things happen during the course of the season and you have to, you know, deal with these things as they come. I mean, I know this too, as you know, Aaron Rodgers get a broken collarbone, you know, when he's, you know, right. When he's in there, Bakhtiari, he's not playing right now. I mean, you know, but try to overcome as much as you can and make these adjustments and hope for the best. And that was, you know, to me, that was one of those games where, you know, you could feel everything was on the line and they were trying really hard. And it just, unfortunately, they couldn't produce from it, and that was just, like I said, again, unfortunate situation, but you know, these are the things that happen. But I was, of course, I was happy, you know, for them to, you know, the Packers come out with a win, moving on to the next game here. Cause it's not over. So it's not over. So we're moving on to the next game and hoping that we're waiting to see who we're going to get. We're going to get, Drew Brees, or we're going to get, you know, Tom Brady.
Whoever you get. It's going to be a good one.
I hope it's going to be a good one because both backs are quality. So both of them are quality.
Exactly. So whoever you get, that's going to be a good game. And I'm definitely going to be looking forward to that one. To that one next week. That's for sure. Because those are the vets. Those are the vets that are left in this league right now, as far as quarterbacks.
Right.
I mean, it's a young man's game right now.
And they'll be playing each other today, the Bucks and the Saints. So that should be interesting to watch. I think they're the oldest quarterbacks that face each other, definitely in the playoffs. I don't know about a regular season game, but definitely in a playoff game. So this should be, I think, Drew Brees just turning, 42, I think, maybe.
And Tom is 43.
Thomas is 43 already. So this should be interesting, to say the least. With today's matchup with those two, I'm looking forward to a great game with those two.
Yeah, I am too.
That's the NFC. Now the late game yesterday, the Rams and the Bills. Well, at first I was like, well, good Lord. I mean, because I was like, well, no barn burners here, because it was like, I mean, you could feel the tension at the, you know, because nobody was letting anybody do anything at first.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, I'm gonna score, and I don't need a little penny any field goal. But I think that again, defenses. I think that they were doing their job.
They came to play. The defenses were no slouches yesterday.
Because it was defense. I think it was the pick six that the Bills had. Yep. For like 100 and some, it was 100 yards at least, you know.
Yeah, I believe something like that. I know because he got to the end zone. See, I think it was either 100 yards or close to it at least.
Yeah, and I was like, you have got to be kidding me. Pick six like that. Unbelievable.
It's like that right there was the change of the game. And Lamar just seemed, I don't know, he just seemed frustrated. And I kept saying, I said, I'm like, what is going on in Buffalo? What is going on in Buffalo? Because I feel like they kept turning the ball up. Like, the ball kept being turned over on both sides. And then the kickers kept missing.
Yeah.
That was
unusual for Justin Tucker, because he's usually the one you can count on. I try to pick him up every season for fantasy football.
Right.
That is that's crazy, but yeah, Johnson, yeah, he had that interception in the end zone and really ran it back. I mean, it was just unbelievable. I mean, but yeah, so they had they had that happen. Lamar gets he's in the concussion protocol now, so he gets taken out of the game. Was it Huntley comes in? He comes in as a backup.
He's like Lamar 2.0. I'm like, where'd they find this man? I didn't even realize that what's his name was still hurt. RG3.
Yeah, he's right, exactly.
I saw the tweets, I was like, oh snap! I thought she was on the sideline, my man.
No, he's still out on injury. And so, and again, it just couldn't seem to, they just couldn't seem to get it. I think it was a break. Defense was, like I said, both defenses were playing hard. I know Baltimore's defense is tired at this point. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the Lamar, Josh show. They weren't touchdown for touchdown. It was a battle. But, the Bills came out on top. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I picked the Bills only because because last week was more of a revenge game for them against the Titans. You know, when the Ravens played the Titans the Titans, won and they danced all over the Baltimore's logo. And they were just like, nah, that's just disrespectful. So they kind of paid the favor back. But I think I just didn't think they had enough to make the next round. I mean, make this round, the divisional round. I just didn't. The Bills were really just clicking.
And that's another thing, too. I think the Bills are... To me, the Bills they're hot right now. They got hot at the right time again this season. They got hot and they are on fire right now. Next week. I mean, it's going to be a good lineup. We'll see who they get, but
Yeah,
they are clicking. Yeah.
I think, Josh Allen, you've seen the maturity. I mean, I remember that first season. Oh, they were all done. They were all ready to get rid of him. Yeah. It's just, it was just, like, but he's not panicking. He's taking the pressure well. He's making sure. I mean, that's not to say he's without flaws and mistakes, but mm-hmm. I think that he's handling it a lot better. And then you've got, he's got a great receiving core. He's got a great, running back. I mean, especially him and Stephon Diggs. I mean, that's almost as good as Kirk and Stephon, back in Minnesota.
Yeah.
So I really feel that they've got everything kind of working for them, and it's easy for them. They're sticking to their game plan. They're not doing too much, and it works for them. And I think that, like I said, again, I think the Ravens really struggled up and down this season a lot. And I didn't think that even up until the playoffs, I didn't really think that they were, I think they were playing ball to get to the playoffs, but I didn't think that they were playing ball that would get them ready to sustain in the playoffs.
I didn't think so either. And I said that yesterday, and I feel like, how the critics were saying that Lamar couldn't get past the first round, and, then they got past the first round, but, now you can't get past the second round. So people are still going to have something to talk, but yeah, I didn't think that they were going to last too much longer.
Yeah, but it's a build to me at the same time too. It's still a building process. I mean, Lamar is not, he's still young in the league. So, I mean, mm-hmm. you just have to, and they have been, to me, they've been improving. So I don't see, I don't think there's going to be a call for, oh, we got to get rid of him, or we need something else. I think that they'll make some adjustments around him, and they'll, like I said, again, I think they'll make it happen. Like I said, I think they have a, pretty good core there. They just need a little I think a more consistent type of play. I think they just need to have a more consistent type of play. So we'll see what happens in the, next season with what they do in the off season. So right. That'll be, but like I said, both games are pretty good games. I even with the Packers Rams, you look at the score, but was at one point it was a 7-point game, so it wasn't like the Rams were just laying down. Sean McVay is pretty, he's pretty aggressive, especially in the red zone, which mm-hmm. was really hard. It's really hard for me to, understand, because I'm like, you're so aggressive in the red zone, but yet every time you got down there, eight times out of 10, nothing happened. So I was really impressed with both of the games, yesterday. Really looking forward to today's games. Moving on to today's games with the Browns at the Chiefs and the Bucks at the Saints. I really want to see that. Yeah, I think for me, it's just a novelty for me for Bucks and Saints, because this is their third time meeting up this season. The Saints have won it both times. They've beat the Bucks both times that they've played. So Tom Brady playoff mode is different, but then so is Drew Brees playoff mode. I don't know. I know Drew Brees. I know they were looking for the bye week. So that he could get a little bit more rest. But unfortunately, it hasn't, been that way. They've had to play the Bucks. It was a tough one with Washington last week, believe it or not.
Slouch last week.
The Washington football team wasn't just giving it to them. The Bucks had to earn that.
Yes, so, they did.
And the defenses, if the Saints defense keeps up like it has been, I think that's the reason why, mm-hmm. they lost against the Saints. Now, if they could do something to combat that, then they may be able to get out with a win. I mean, because I don't believe that Brady's sheer determination will get them there. And, they've had too many drop balls. You can't have that. In this type of situation, and like I said, I the Saints defense is relentless. So I really haven't really picked yet. I'm trying to kind of still see, but we're going to, like I said, I still think it should be an interesting game. I think, well, I guess it'll be one of three things. It'll be a blowout on one side or the other. It'll be a shootout on both sides, or it'll be, it'll be a really low scoring game. One of those, you know, obviously one of those scenarios is going to happen, but
I think, like, it might not be a really low scoring game, but anything is possible and anything can happen. But yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm interested to see how this game is going to play out. And then Saints don't have, or maybe it's a game time decision, or Taysom Hill and their running back. Oh, his name is
Murray. Yeah, Latavius Murray. Yeah, they don't. They might not play. So
that might be something too, because you know Taysom is their one man band man utility man for everything. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, but we'll see.
A week.
We'll see.
Hopefully some other folks will step up.
Mm-hmm. Some other folks will have to step up.
Kamara will be in there. Yeah, Kamara will be in there. We'll see what they have going on. Whether or not the Bucks can take advantage, we'll see.
Yeah.
Of course, on the other side of that, two young quarterbacks. You know, you got Baker Mayfield and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
So that one will be, I'm curious about, because you, for the most part, your major starters for the Chiefs have been resting for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Because they did like load management week 17 for the most part. And they didn't play week 17. Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes, I think a couple other players, they didn't play. And then you had the off week, you know, last week. So me and my son say the same thing all the time. You know, this could go one way or another. This could be really good because you rested, you come in there, you know what I'm saying, you're feeling good. Or it's kind of like, well, you kind of been out of the loop. You haven't been in that fire. So
it's going to take a while.
So it might take a minute to start up, you know, and get going again. And I mean, the Browns being on the high that they're on, I mean, first time in the playoffs in I don't even remember how many years it has been now.
It's been years.
Like a decade and some change. First time in the playoffs, first win the playoffs, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are like really feeling it. Baker Mayfield.
I love watching them. I do. I love watching the Browns.
They have made so many adjustments during the course of the season with personnel. With, again, dealing with the, you know, coaches being out for, you know, with COVID. I mean, they have made so many adjustments. And I say the same thing about Baker Mayfield that I had just said about Josh Allen. The maturation of Baker Mayfield, you have seen it. Like he gets frustrated, but it's not the same frustration he had as a rookie. I think he's taking his chances now when opportunity arises, as opposed to just, hey, you know, I think he's realizing this is not college football anymore.
Right.
And he's taking his time. Another thing too is, you know, there's like Josh Allen having fun out there. You're having fun. You know, you've gotten over the, okay, I don't have Odell. You know what I'm saying? You're making these players adjustments.
I feel like that's the key right there. You're going out there, you're having fun playing this game. And like you say, you can tell that he's out there just having fun. You don't have Odell Beckham, your star wide receiver. So you have others to throw to, and you're just making it. Y'all are making it. They're making it. So they're doing very well out there.
Yeah. So I mean, like I said again, I think they make it happen with what they have. You know, they run a game. They got Nick Chubb back. They have you know, they have Jarvis Landry out there, you know, who, I mean, he's up and down as well. But yeah. Again, you know, I think that, you know, Baker's making a lot of these he's making better decisions, you know, going in. Like I said, again, he's not without fault or mistakes, but, you know, you could just see how much different he's playing like this season as opposed to maybe last season. And as you see, since he's been there, it has been nothing but improvement. The record has improved. I mean, look at them now, you know.
Look at them now, they're in the playoffs. They're in the playoffs.
You know,
they're in the playoffs. They're making their fans proud. Who would have thought? Because a few years ago, they were bringing bags to the games.
Right.
And you know, booing them left and right. That's why I keep calling them Believeland.
And then, well, like I said, you know, winning more than one game was, you know, first of all, that was like, woo, exciting, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, more with one game of the season. And like I said, again, just, you know, the process of winning more, the fans have stuck around. Cleveland fans, boy, have really stuck around for a long time. They've been through some stuff. So, kudos to them. So like that game should be good against Patrick Mahomes, who, you know, again, you know, Chiefs are exciting
to watch anyway.
Yeah. You know, and sometimes they get a slow start, but they certainly know how to come back. And Andy Reid sure knows how to work that field. Yeah. So we're I don't think that any games me and the man were saying last week, the only game kind of was that Saints Bears game that kind of got away. But everybody, you could tell everybody's fighting. And I mean, I don't think that I've seen a better playoff season, you know, than I have so far this season. I haven't seen a better playoff season.
Yeah, so, because it's not the same people that we have seen. You know, in the past, there were no, mm-hmm. you know, there's no like real domination of, oh yeah, those people are gonna go to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. There was no real domination of that. And I don't know if I said this on the show or if I was talking to somebody, but usually I'll have a clear picture of who I think is going mm-hmm. to the Super Bowl. I don't have that this year, and I still don't have it because it's mm-hmm. unpredictable. And that's what I love. I love about that. It's so unpredictable. You just don't know, you know, where the chips are going to fall. You don't know who's going to end up going to the Super Bowl this year, because things could go either way. Things could make a turn, you know, for the better or for the worse for whoever team it is. So mm-hmm. I don't know. But yeah, this playoff season has been real, real good. And I guess, again, you know, to not see the same old teams in there. You don't have the Patriots because they didn't have the season that they usually have. They've been chilling for weeks now. You don't mm-hmm. have, you know, Seattle got bounced out. That's another team who we usually kind of see, you know, this time around. We're seeing the Cleveland Browns, the mm-hmm. Bills. Like, when in years have we seen this?
The Bucks, you know, the Bucks haven't been there in a while.
The Bucks. Like, when have we seen that? I mean, it's a Tom Brady team, but, you know, Tom Brady.
You haven't seen the Bucks since one of your old quarterbacks, Brad Johnson.
Yeah.
I went to that Super Bowl, too, with the Raiders. I went to that Super Bowl. Out there in San Diego, I went to that Super Bowl.
Yeah, man. Like, so we, you know, it's like it's a new era. It's a new era in quarterbacks. Obviously, you know, we got the two oldest ones playing today. Yeah, I'm just ready. I am ready to see what happens. What happens next?
Because it is. And then, you know, after them is you know, it's Aaron Rodgers. But I mean, you know, but other than that, you got Patrick Mahomes, you got Josh Allen, you got Baker Mayfield. I mean, come on now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what happens going forward. But And speaking of going forward, I want to go ahead and jump into some NBA, action.
Okay, so
I don't know if we can really call it action. We can, but James Harden. I'm just going to play James Harden.
James Harden. Let's just go on with it.
Yeah, he wanted out. He wanted out of Houston.
He got out.
He got out. He got his wish. So now he's reunited, and will it feel so good?
I don't know. So
good with him and KD, and you know, Kyrie.
I'm not counting Kyrie. I'm not counting Kyrie because I think, quite honestly, that's the replacement for Kyrie because I just don't see. I mean, have you seen the antics that Kyrie? I think he got fined $800,000. $800 for a maskless party. Like, come on. And then you don't show up. Nobody knows where you are. You made no phone calls.
And like somebody say, he might as well go on ahead and put his retirement in now. I might have missed even that. He needs to go ahead and put in his retirement now. Like, what are you doing?
I don't want to kind of bash him for it because it could be on the Delonte West kind of thing. He could have some mental issues.
He might not
know that he really kind of has, and he's not, you know what I'm saying? And you know, nobody is, you know, just like everybody else. Oh, you got money? Hey, come on, let's party, let's do whatever or whatever it is.
Where are your people? Where are your people to say this is not a good look? You shouldn't do this. Where are those people?
So, I don't know. You know, because to me, you know, I'm just looking at the temperament. I'm looking at, okay, you're back. You were out with injury. You know, this is the whole big thing that you and KD, you know what I'm saying? You are supposed to be bringing the Brooklyn Nets back. And now we're a few days into the season and you done dropped off face of the earth. Or so, you know what I'm saying? So there's something, you know, there might be just something there that, you know, we're just is underlying. I mean, and it might not be. But I just don't want everybody to think, oh, well, you know, start thinking, oh, he's just doing whatever. And then we find out later on, oh, he's having, you know, XYZ issues.
Yeah, like you said, you don't want to jump to conclusions. I'm glad that you said it. You don't want to jump to the conclusions. But where are your people?
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
Where are your people? And that's very important. Where are your people?
I agree. But yeah, so, you know, I don't see Kyrie coming to the lineup anytime soon. I don't know. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, my thing is at least two weeks because we're having some maskless party. I'm pretty sure, you know, get together at your house. I'm pretty sure that So I mean, but you know, but back to business. You know, James Harden gets traded. He gets traded to the Nets. I mean, it's like a 4-team deal. I mean, okay, so let me see if I could try to, in my, you know, how I understood it. So the Nets get James Harden and from the Rockets, and they get a 2024 second round pick from the Cavaliers. That's what the Nets get in this deal. Okay. Okay, so Victor Oladipo.
Yeah.
He comes from the Pacers. Dante Exum. He comes from the Cavs. And Curry comes from the Nets. So you got the Pacers, Cavs, and Nets sending those players to the Rockets. Now, the Rockets will get Brooklyn's 3 unprotected first round draft picks for 22, 24, and 26. Plus the pick swaps that they have in 21, 23, 25, and 27. So that's 4, 5, 6, 7 picks. They also get Milwaukee's 2022 first round pick from Cleveland. And then the Pacers, out of all of this, they get Caris LeVert from the Rockets by way of the Nets. And which this is really sad because this trade just happened and Caris LeVert just found, I think they found like a mass on his kidney. So he's going to be out indefinitely.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And then they the Pacers also get a 2023 second round pick from the Rockets. The Cavaliers get Jared Allen from the Nets and Taurean Prince from the Nets.
Whew. That's a lot.
Keep up with all of that.
That's a lot. Like, that's a whole...
But that just really, you know, that, of course, that, you know, hurts my heart to hear, you know, that, that Caris LeVert, because he's great. Oh, my God. He's awesome. And for him to, you know, found some mass on his kidney and for him to be out indefinitely, that just really, that's heartbreaking.
That is.
Kind of heartbreaking to know that that happened. And I hope that everything goes well with that, regardless of the out. I mean, you know, regardless of whether or not he gets to play again or not. I just hope that he's healthy in every whatever way he can.
Exactly. Hope that he's healthy. Number one, you know, that's the priority.
Right. Absolutely.
His health.
So, oh, I mean, man. And so, you know, feedback. Your main man, you know, James Harden has his, you know, finally, you know, after all this goes down on, what was that, Wednesday? He has his debut. He comes in for his debut Saturday night, last night, with the Brooklyn Nets. And, of course, he has a 30-point triple-double.
Yeah.
He's the first NBA player to ever have done this and a debut with a team.
It's crazy.
14 assists. Is that? I'm sorry. I just had it right here too. 14 assists and 12 rebounds.
Wow.
And then, wow. You know, then you were telling me, which I hadn't seen, you know, some sort of body transformation.
It's like all of a sudden he looked like he was smaller. Yeah. I don't know. Like, were we bamboozled? I don't know what was going on, but I saw the picture floating around Twitter and I was like, wow, James Harden. That's James Harden now. Mm-hmm. Like, no, but apparently that was James Harden. Like, he looked like a grown, you know, an old man with a beer belly. Just last week, and now all of a sudden he looks like he's slim and trim. So I don't know either.
that's amazing to me. He seems to be there doing his thing. You know, KD had a team high. Well, he had 42 points last night as well. So making Steve Nash's job pretty smooth down there. Will this keep going on? I don't know. Needless to say, you know, he's there now. They're going to try to make it happen. James Harden, I swear that leave from Houston was not. I guess, you know, it kind of bothered me a little bit because, you know, you get John Wall down there now. It just kind of like, but of course, you know, one monkey don't stop no show. So here we go. They're going to press on and do, you know, what they need to do. But I mean, just some of the words, you know, that were just, you know, James Harden, you know, we're never going to go to the playoffs with this team. You know, Houston's never going to make the playoffs with this team. I mean, I just don't, you know, you just work hard and do what you do. I don't think if you had to come out the mouth and say certain things, you know, in the locker room, obviously he had lost a lot of respect. So it just, I mean, to me.
What can you expect from somebody who's unhappy? You know, players who are unhappy, they just want to say.
Okay, you were unhappy being the third guy. In Oklahoma City, you went to Houston to be the number one guy. Mm-hmm. So you end up going to Houston and being the number one guy. And my thing is, okay, so fine, you're doing these triple doubles, you're doing all this fantastic stuff, but your team is still not getting anywhere. So over the years, I'm thinking, well, then maybe you should have more of a voice, maybe trying to, you know, putting your input in and trying to get right. what you need there. And I think that they were trying to do these type of things there in Houston. But, you know, maybe it's not, I mean, you're, because to me, you're the one in the clutch who doesn't perform.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
And it's the reason why, to me, that you can't make it further than, you know, the second round of the playoffs. You know,
talked about before.
And if you think you're going to do it with Cleveland, okay, fine. I mean, I'm sorry, with Brooklyn, then fine.
Brooklyn, yeah.
Brooklyn and fine, but I just don't, again, you know, I know that makes Brooklyn, you know, a force to reckon with in the East, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, everybody's playing thing, you know, everybody's playing the games. We're going to see how it works out.
Yeah. And
hopefully, you know, that mix there when Kyrie finally does, is able to come back and join the team. We'll see how that mix really works, because to me, Kyrie and James Harden both need the ball to do what they do. It's going to be hard for one of them to relinquish, you know, that ball to do what they do. I mean, well, hell, KD needs the ball too. And, yeah. you know, Harden isn't the most defensive player in the world. So I don't know, you know, again, how this is really going to work out. Kind of feel bad for the rest of the players on the team, you know, because I just don't know how much more action that, you know, they'll get to see with the 1, 2, 3 of them once they finally on the floor. I don't know. Yeah. But again, that was that headache trade. If you could keep up with all that stuff, it's a lot of picks and a lot of people moving.
Yeah, a whole lot of moving parts to that trade.
Yeah.
But you know, I hope it works out for all involved.
I mean, I really do. I mean, considering to me the biggest thing, and we were talking about it early before the show, you know, the biggest thing is now you have the NBA's, you know, COVID protocol things going on. So you have a team like the Wizards who haven't played the last 4 games. Because of, you know, they don't have enough players to play the game.
Yeah, because they're supposed to have the required, they don't have the required 8 players, so they can't go on and play these games. So like, so they have to postpone these games, and it's almost asking. Now, like I feel like I ask myself this and just say it out loud every day, but you know. Can they go back to the bubble somehow? I mean, I know that the bubble was, you know, select teams invited. So you can't have all of the teams down in Orlando for the bubble. But can you at least have, like, some hubs to where, you know, certain teams can, you know, stay all in one area and do something like that? I mean, I don't know how they would work that out, but then I've also heard that NBA players have to stay home when they're in their home city. They can't go nowhere. And then when they are on the road, they can't leave the hotel for any reason. Well, so they are confined. They're on home confinement. You know, I guess when they're at home.
I'm not mad at any of that.
Yeah. I'm not mad at it either, because it's kind of like us, you know, regular folks. Mm-hmm. But you know, is that going to get old? Is somebody going to be like, you know what? I need to go out for a minute. I have to go out. Like, I don't know if they mean like, you know, they can't go out and socialize or whatever. I mean, there's nothing that's really open anyway in certain cities, because we all know in Houston and Atlanta and in Florida, anything goes because they are just wide open. But, and, you know, does that mean like you can't go to the grocery store? Do they not want people going to the grocery store, like running to the corner store, the 7-Eleven real quick? That's what I want to know. Like, what does that stay home order entail?
Right.
Like, do you have to get your groceries delivered? You know, do you have to get delivery for food? What does that mean? Because you can eat, like, if you're out somewhere, you can easily catch it if you're not careful anywhere. So yeah, I don't know.
And the Wizards, you know, for them, if I'm not mistaken, you know, they're tracing it back to when they were when they played in Chicago at the end of the year, because, mm-hmm. You know, up until then, none of their players had tested positive. So, you know, they're thinking, you know, back in Chicago's when, you know, somebody possibly, you know, had gotten it. And, you know, it's just, like I said, it's crazy. And I know that they'll reassess the season. I think it's at the end of this month, because they haven't planned out like the entire season schedule. I think they're going to see how it works. Yes. I think they're supposed to be seeing how it works for a certain, you know, so for a certain period of time or a certain amount of games, mm-hmm. you know, as far as, you know,
which makes sense.
I mean, like I said, the NBA is really cracking down on, you know, these type of, you know, on what to do and how to keep the players safe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, the NBA was the model, you know, back in, what was that?
And still,
back in the summer, I guess. Yeah, I feel like they were the model of how, you know, things should be approached. But, of course, every sport is not like the NBA, and it can't be like the NBA, so they have to have their own tweaks. But, yeah, the NBA, I didn't know that they were going to reassess. But that's a good thing, though. They have to reassess and find out. Yes. You know, what's working, what's not working, how can we move forward from here? But I know that also, you know, switching gears again, because we're coming down to the end of the last little bit of our show, but the mm-hmm. NHL has started, the hockey started also. And I know I believe they have a modified schedule as well, and some modifications, if you want to get into that.
Yeah, a lot of the they're basically kind of following the model that the NBA set up, where they're playing kind of back to back games in one city before moving on to the next city. Of course, mm-hmm. breaks in between, so they'll also be playing along that line. So because they're, you know, the NHL and the NBA season kind of mirrors each other, same amount of games, you know, the way, you know, the frequency of play. So I think right. I think the only difference is when they go to play in like Toronto or Ottawa, when they go to Canada to play, I think it's a little bit different, because I believe they have to be there days before, because they have to quarantine before they actually can play. It's really kind of crazy.
I didn't know if they could go to Canada.
Yeah, because who was that just played? Why can I not? I think Toronto. But I know that. The Caps just played. Caps played the Sabres. They are Buffalo Sabres, but I'm not sure if that was close enough. For Ottawa, they had to, you know, stay there for like a couple of days before the game actually started. And then, like I say, they kind of quarantine and test, because, like I said, Canada is really, you know, being really strict on who comes in and out of the country. So even for something like, sporting events, you know, it's even tighter. But like I said, everybody's going through protocols. Everybody's doing what they do. And hopefully, you know, they keep their player, you know, the great number of their players safe as well. So, but it's been exciting so far. I know the Caps have won their first two against Buffalo. So it's been really exciting, of course, you know, looking to try to get back to that Stanley Cup. Ovechkin is looking, you know, really, I don't know if he's looking so much himself personally, but I know that a lot of folks are watching to see what his goal numbers would look like at the end of the season, what kind of track that he's on, to see how many goals that he would score for the season. But yeah, but hockey is back. They're playing. It took them a little bit longer to get back than, most other sports, obviously, But I think they want to have everything in place. I think, you know, not to say any other sport hasn't, but I just think that they are, you know, they want to keep their players just as safe and go through all the protocols and get as much done as they can. So, and, you know, hopefully we're going to be able to, you know, continue on with the season. So, like I said, you know, hockey is back, something else to watch. In the meantime, in between, well, football's here is winding down. So in between basketball, you've got hockey to watch. So, you know. You know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But I, like I said, I'm really happy for hockey too. Because like I said, again, you know, nobody knows what's going to happen with each sport. And I know that there are hockey fans out there, and especially when you see, you know, even baseball having a modified type of season, basketball having modified season, they coming back. Then the NFL is having this full season. You know, you want your sport to come back. You know, as well, the hockey had a modified season too, but of course, like I say, you want to come back as full strength as possible. But they're out there. The puck is dropping every night. So, you know, there's always something on, somebody's playing. So it, again, something for everybody out there to continue to watch.
Well, there you have it, folks. Mm-hmm. There you have it. Hockey is back. The NBA is in season, and the NFL is starting to wind down, but you know, there's always something to watch on TV.
Absolutely.
Sports wise or otherwise.
Absolutely.
And we've come to the end of our show, guys.
Yeah.
You know, we hate to leave you, but we've gotta go. But we'll be back next week.
Absolutely.
And I just wanted to quickly say happy birthday to Betty White. She turns 99 today.
Wow, how about that?
So, you know, happy birthday to her. 99 in 2021. Like, let's keep on holding on, Betty, because we need you, girl.
I know, that's right.
We need some humor.
Yeah. Too much, we lost too much last year, so
we ain't gonna speak ill on nobody. But anyways, this has been another great episode of Ladies POV, and we'll see you next week. Peace.
See you.